and in fact, trick yourself into enjoying the fact that you're going to be alone forever. You need to learn to be okay with this. After decades of decline, U.S. fertility rates are now at historic lows. It actually climbs until 2007 and then collapses. And I've seen even more dramatic charts than this. And the question is, what happened in 2007? And the answer is obvious. There's two things. The iPhone and the economic crash of 2008. Birth rate is tied to the economy because people decide whether or not they can have children based on whether or not they can afford children. It's like the article we read. Yeah, there's the even more dramatic one where you can just see it sort of falls off a cliff. That's in the 60s. So that's the introduction of birth control. And there's the very dramatic fall off for 2007. And that top line there, the line that we just brush up against in 2007, that's replacement rate. So we've been below replacement since 1976. We climbed up just to replacement in 2007. Then the economy crashed and we've never recovered. So it's directly tied into the economy. And that's why, you know, you've got Vox News basically saying, yeah, birth rate's down, but first of all, it's a good thing that it's down. Plus, we need immigration to bring it back up. Plus, like, you know, it's just, again, what am I supposed to say? These people are anti-human. They're anti-life. They're literally not interested in solving the birth rate crisis. They don't find it a crisis. They think it's a good thing. They want it. Their policies brought it about. And they will only talk about it if they're trying to downplay the threat and make you okay with your race going extinct, which is the inevitable consequence of year over year of being less than replacement level. But we can see from the charts and from just every study ever done that this is a consequence of the economy. It's a consequence of people not having good jobs, people not feeling safe and secure in their positions, not being able to afford a house in the school zone that they want, as well as the greater emphasis on higher education, especially for girls, that intrinsically means you're putting off having a kid for 4 years. And then you're going to want to, I mean, it's just all of these different problems eventually lead to just a literal absolute and total collapse of not just fertility, but just families, you know, being the building block of this country. And it sucks because I totally am black-pilled about this stuff at this point, to the point where, like, I literally cannot enjoy things like I should be able to. I mean, I just, you know, whatever. I can still have fun and just put this stuff out of my mind. But, like, I'm hanging out, you know, over the weekend. We go camping, went to this, you know, one of these lakes in Central Texas. We're having lunch on the patio. And you look around and you think, How could things be as dire as they say? You look around, the weather was beautiful. There's like a guy playing country music live on the patio. There's like families bringing their boats and docking at the dock and going up to eat in the restaurant. It's all these big families. And I just can't help but be like, it feels like I'm watching the circus while Rome burns. I feel like I'm watching. It's like, yeah, okay, if I was Trump or something, I can see how Trump like looks out over, you know, a bunch of boats in a big Trump parade flotilla and going, man, America's kicking butt. America's kicking butt. You look around at a small town in Texas, it's got a lake there and it's just nice and cool. And then I'm just like, okay, it's okay now. It's okay. But then I'm just seeing the little squeezes, the little caveats, the little, you know, pressures here and there. And like you see a family come up and it's the dad and the mom and like four kids. And you just think like, all right, one of these kids is probably going to be seduced by some weird propaganda. Probably not going to have kids because they're going to be gay or trans or something ridiculous. The other ones are being constantly bombarded, whether it's from their friends on social media, from their schools they go to, they're Their heads are being filled with falsehoods. They're being lied to about their history. They're being lied to about their people. They're being told to hate themselves. They probably will end up hating themselves. It's like the son is going to probably not be able to go to the best school because of his race. Even if he gets, works his ass off and gets a good degree, he's probably not going to get a good job because the people who run the industries are against him in the first place. And I don't know how to explain it to people. This is the way America is being destroyed. It's not obvious. It's not in your face. It's not, towers burning and bridges collapsing. It's the squeeze. It's just the squeeze of the American people, just the grinding down, just grind after grind after grind. It's not noticeable, each individual grind, but every day, day over day, year over year, decade over decade, we're being ground down into nothingness. And you see the way that they're trying to access all of this, wealth, where they're like, oh, now we can dip into savings accounts to invest that. And, it looks like we can squeeze you a little bit more here, a little bit more there. We're going to have, variable pricing so we can jack up prices if we think you can handle it. Then we have this story from Axios. Americans are spending down their savings. So like you understand, like the prosperity, the brilliance of America that we still are living off of, basically, it's being systematically siphoned up by private equity, by the banks, by the government, by the NGOs that are siphoning it from the government. Lower earning Americans are increasingly strapped for cash. On recent corporate earnings calls, some CEOs warned that their customers are struggling to deal with rising gas prices and higher inflation. That's painful on an individual level, but more broadly could be a sign of a slowing economy, a warning to investors, and a hit to the various companies that sell stuff to people. Given that, I'm like, are you a robot or a human being? What's actually happening here is we're being squeezed. We're being juiced. We're going to be left a desiccated, bankrupt husk at the end of this, because there's nobody fighting to reverse this trend. There's nobody that cares about the middle class. There's nobody that cares about building up the lower class so that it can stand on its own feet and build families, build wealth, build communities. You have the ultra, ultra wealthy that own everything already and are desperately trying to get their hands on everything they don't have already. And then you've got the lower classes who they want just living as perpetual dependents on handouts from the government. Do we not see where this ends? Do we not see why, like, you need to be taking this seriously and treating this like the existential threat that it is, even if it's not fire and brimstone and bullets? You are being destroyed. You are being systematically and irrevocably ground down to where generation over generation, not only are you going to be less better off than your parents, your kids are going to be less well off than you. And it's a deliberate process that's occurring to bankrupt the individual so that they don't have the ability to fight for themselves. They don't have extra money to give to political causes. They don't have extra time to dedicate to determining how the world works and figuring out ways to fight for their own interests. And it's just a grinding down. And again, it gives me the feeling of like looking at all these people and just going, I wish I could be happy that you're happy. I wish I could sit here and go, what am I worrying about? Sun shining, boats running. Yeah, let's just hang out and chill. So I'm just like, you realize every minute you spend just like twiddling your thumbs and watching football and messing around on your boat is another minute that horde upon horde of hostile foreigners is ruthlessly tearing out the foundation of your country. We don't have time to be sitting around enjoying the prosperity of America. The more we enjoy it, the more it goes away. And they're squeezing your savings accounts. They're squeezing your retirement accounts. edging up how much everything costs, upping the tax burden just a little bit, and just incremental, each little piece goes up and up and up and up. And eventually it'll get to the point where not only is your kid less well off than you are, and you're less well off than your grandparents are, but your kid is going to be a despised minority in a country who decides that what his ancestors built belonged to them and that he doesn't deserve it because they made up some lie about a crime his ancestors committed. And then the kid he has is going to start with absolutely zero because they're going to impose some 100% inheritance tax to where any generational wealth you've been able to accrue will be stripped away from you. So everybody starts at zero and stays there except for the people in power who will own it all. Yeah, it sucks.
Sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market, but the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that would